This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Self Help Show. Today's episode, I've been deeply looking forward to it because it's something that sits right in the edge where humanity is right now. And where business is going, the merge of consciousness, technology, and purpose. So we are talking about all things intelligence in business, emotional, strategic, even artificial intelligence. And I'm excited because my guest today is Justin Burns. He embodies that evolution. He's a TEDx speaker. He's a technologist. He's a spiritual teacher. And he's the founder of Maestro. He's also a dear friend. Last time I saw him was at the Mind Valley event where we had such an amazing, was it 2 days or 3 days?
Yeah, it was an amazing 2 days that we had, yeah, for sure.
Over to you, Justin. Please introduce yourself.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Justin Burns. I'm the founder of Maestro and also AwakenSoul.com. I have been an entrepreneur for the past over 15 years, full-time entrepreneur, figuring out this thing called life. And I help people discover what their ultimate purpose is so that they can go from burnout to be able to walking in their calling. So that's where we are. I love what I do and I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So I'm going to jump into my very first question. This has been burning on my list. I want to know from you, like, the old paradigm of entrepreneurship. You are aware that it was built on ego. It was built on competition and external validation. So how do you kind of see where we are now and where we are going?
Yeah, so I think the old paradigm of entrepreneurship was all around. It was all around like just advertising. It was all around just trying to kind of force businesses. Now, you're going to find that people are more so aligning with their purpose, right? And so to be able to align with a purpose-driven mission, you have to do the inner work to be able to uncover what your purpose is. Because I always have this saying, right? I tell people that you don't need to go find your purpose. You are the purpose, right? But in order to discover that you are the purpose, you have to uncover it through, you know, revealing all the things that are on the inside of you.
Right. I agree with you 100%. Then the next question I want to ask is, what is your definition for spiritual intelligence, awareness, and integration, aligning that between human consciousness and divine intelligence?
Yeah. So my definition of spiritual intelligence is going so deep within that you tap into the natural facets of what you are naturally. So for example, I kind of have a reverse way of looking at a average person, right? Or even a spiritual people having a human experience. So instead of saying you're this or you're that, I believe that we naturally gravitate towards love. You're naturally love.
Right.
You're naturally abundant. You're naturally good, right? Not every single person, but majority of people, they operate from these principles, but we've been taught the pure opposite. And so intelligence, yeah, going back to the natural rhythm of the universe, the natural state of the creator, which is love, which is happiness, which are these things that we want, right? So, but when instead, right, what most people do is they go trying to find these things. And I think that's why they have this disconnection, because they're trying to find something that is already hidden within. And that's why you, no matter what you believe, even if you're religious or whatever you follow, right? But one of my favorite says that the kingdom of heaven is within. right? And that's one of my favorite.
I love that.
Because the kingdom of heaven is actually inside of me.
I believe that too. And it's written in the Bible and other scripts like so many times, which is something that we as humans have to constantly remind ourselves, you know, like the kingdom is within us. So anything that we may seek or require is already like within us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So the inner awakening that happens to an entrepreneur, influencer, creative, everybody that's kind of trying to become a business-oriented individual, is there something that you kind of share, you can share with us that's like an intro or like the signs they can pick up when they are transitioning from that inner awakening all the way to like, you know, mastery, for example?
Yeah, so I call it the transitional path. The transitional path is where you know, like you're on these different paths. I think a lot of people don't know that, you know, Earth is like a school, right? We're here to all these different lessons. So there's different pathways.
Yeah.
So sometimes you might be at a pathway where you're asked questions, right? That's how somebody knows they're awakening, because every day you're having kind of like this inner dialogue with yourself, like, what is my purpose, right? You have average people that never asked this question before, where they're like, well, am what I'm doing, is it my purpose? Am I actually on the right path? Is it something that I'm supposed to be doing? Some of us are further along, right? Some of us are asking those questions, but we're going through what we call a dark night of the soul. So dark night of the soul is where you're going through all of these challenges and it might feel like life is beating you up. Well, life is not beating you up, having these experiences so that you can awaken to who you are. So you, what you have to discover is what path are you actually on? Where are you at? Because you need to understand so that you learn the lessons that it takes to awaken to your consciousness. So that's the, you just have to recognize the path.
Okay. Can you give us one example?
Yeah, sure. So like sometimes when you awake, like a lot of people say, well, why do I go through this dark night of the soul? Like, is it initiation to awakening? Well, a lot of times what happens is you learn these lessons to dispel your ego, because we're all fighting this ego and we're all having like this ego death. What allows for us to do is step into our divine purpose, right? So for example, there's a part of the like dark night of the soul. There's different stages. Like one stage, I just talked about it, right? You might be going through what we call the purpose-driven stage. So that's where you're trying to discover where you are. What am I doing? Because you might have come to this conclusion that this reality that we're living in, this 3D reality that we're living in, it's not all factual. I don't know about you, but like for me, I thought that my reality was I was going to work a job. I was going to have a wife. I was going to have kids. I was going to have a white picket fence. I was going to die. And that was my life, right? Well, I found out that wasn't the lie that was sold to me. That was a complete lie. What I found out was is I am a purpose-driven person that was put here to awaken consciousness and also help awaken humanity. And so that's why I had to do the inner work when my energy had to change. I had to root out all the limiting beliefs that was stopping me, like I'm stupid and I'm not good enough. And so once I rooted those out, I was able to come alive like this and be able to present and talk and be able to do it. But if you see, like years ago, I was just telling this to some of my students, I did a workshop the other day where I talked about, usually the mirror that's being shown to you right now that's in front of you, if you were to go through a dark night of the soul and learn the lessons and push through, you would uncover everything. So like, for example, about 10 years ago, the mirror that was shown to me was social anxiety. So I used to be, if you stared at me for way too long, Gina, if you stared at me for more than 10 seconds, I would have a nervous breakdown. I would have a social anxiety attack because I'm like, why are they staring at me?
Wow.
Now.
Yeah.
People think I'm weird because I'm like staring people in their eyes. They're like, why are you looking me in the eyes? Because I like to connect. Because the mirror that was shown to me was the opposite. What life tried to show me at that time was, you're this social anxious person. What I realized is that was something that was fed to me. Once I rooted that out, uncovered it, I realized I was a masterful presenter. Right. So I always tell people the lessons that you need to learn today. What is life? What's the mirror? Because usually on the other side of that mirror is who you actually are, not what's being presented to you right now.
Oh, my God. I love your response and how you just like laid everything down. I think it's quite straightforward and also relevant for us to know. One thing I want to point out, actually two things. Let me try to remember the first one. You mentioned following your purpose, and then you had kind of the set life that we all always grow up thinking, you know, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. But then when you discover your purpose, it kind of diverts everything that you thought you would be, you know? So my question to you now is, for example, you mentioned you thought you were going to be a husband or your father or whatever. Can you still incorporate all of those things, even if you've discovered that your calling or your purpose is spiritual or, you know, awakening the consciousness of masses? Can you still have that in your life?
Yeah. Let me clarify. I'm not saying that now I don't want to be a husband or, you know, I was talking about from society's, right? Society was work 20 hours a day until I can't, just for money, right? For this fake currency, and see my family one or 2 hours a day. That purpose shift from, well, let me become a conscious entrepreneur where I work for years. However, I'm working for purpose. I know exactly year by year what my purpose-driven life is. I start to visualize, I start to cast this vision of what type of husband I want to be, right? Or what do I want, right? So I took all the life lessons, all the lemons that life threw at me, and I made lemonade where I said, okay, I want to be the type of husband and father that I see my kids, even if it's like middle of the day, I'm able to wake up and I'm able to get up. And you have to have this vision over your life. Most people don't have. Instead of getting up, getting breakfast, running out the door, going to a job I absolutely hate, I said, what does my life actually look like now? Well, my life now looks like waking up. I go and I grab my, you know, my son and my daughter, and we do affirmations together. And I say, who are you?
Yeah.
You walk out the door and you let the world program your kids. It's like, I want to program my kids. Who are you? Tell me, you know, who are you, babe? Tell me the greatness. And, you know, maybe my daughter or my son, I am this, I am that. And then they go into the world, and I'm able to consciously co-create with them to prepare them for this amazing life. And I do that with my wife as well. Like, we do a ritual together, we work out together, we do all these things together where we are co-creating with each other. And a lot of that has started to become true, right? The other stuff that I'm like visualizing, right? So you have to be able to, especially with the world is changing, you have to be able to like put yourself in a position to where no matter what happens in life, you are the creator. You are co-creating with source. You're not being like, you're not this person that's just here and you don't matter. You matter. You just have to be able to put your pride aside, your ego aside, and you have to be able to face those inner demons that a lot of people are afraid to face, because on the other side of darkness is the light. And that's where you discover who you are, what you were put here to do, your purpose. You co-create with the creator, and then you find other people like Gina, like me, and you start co-creating with those people. And guess what? Life becomes amazing, because when challenges come, you are able to also share a mirror to each other, right? And if you have disagreements, you are able to co-create and say, hey, let's work those agreements out, because we're both light bearers. We're both here to be purposeful. But you get to also see the people that are not ready to share in that experience with you, because they're not ready to grow. They're not ready to have those experiences yet. So all these things are amazing, and they're epiphany moments, and they help you to grow.
Yeah. So Justin, yesterday, I think when I reached out, I was like, asking myself the exact same question, because I was kind of feeling like, okay, I'm following my purpose of this thing that I need to do, but I also feel like it's taking up space in my whole entire life. And what's that going to be? And am I going to manage to still do life and still do purpose? Because I feel like I've just been doing purpose. So I think you answered in a way that kind of makes sense. But I think for a depth or deeper, maybe to somebody that's listening, that's kind of feeling isolated because they're just following their purpose all the time, and they're struggling to manage relationships that are personal, but everything else, purpose, business, everything else is thriving. What would be your advice to that person?
Yeah, so purpose doesn't have to necessarily be something that's related to work, right? Purpose is who you are. Purpose is the values that you embody. So the first step that I tell people all the time is you have to define what your value system is. What are some of the core values that you have, right? So for example, I value communication. So that's one of my values. Communication is so important to me. So what that means is how it spreads out throughout my life is like, okay, well, I want my friends to also have that value system. We have, say if we have a challenge, like life is always presented with a variety of challenges. So sometimes your trauma comes up. You ever had that happen? It happens all the time, right? Our trauma comes up, our things that we happen comes up, all these things happen. Well, life will present these lessons. So I might be talking, say, like to you, and you might be having a bad day. I might be having a bad day. And then some stuff happens. We have a disagreement. We argue. And then all these different disconnections. Well, that's an opportunity for us to define, right, our purpose as friends. Mm-hmm. Because you have to start seeing yourself as an energy person. You are an energy person. So people that you're around, the environment that you're in, years ago, I sold everything when I moved to Africa, right? Now I'm in Bali right now. I'm in Bali, Indonesia. I've been to 13 different countries because my energy is I spread my energy throughout the world because I've been expansive. Yeah. I've been growing. So the point that I'm making is like, just because you're thinking about purpose, you have to also start to be a creator. And at times though, being a creator requires hard decisions. Let me say that again.
Yeah.
Being a core creator requires hard decisions. What does that mean? Well, sometimes you may have to distance yourself from energy that doesn't help you to grow. You might have to cut off people. You might have to also change your environment. And so sometimes that's going to require you to make a tough decision and not just necessarily worry about money, but operate in your faith. That also may require you to have to change careers. There's so many different things, but you have to get silent. You have to go through a season where you are silent, where you listen to source, where you're constantly asking. Sometimes you may ask source, what am I supposed to be doing? It might be a silence for a while because you're not ready for the answer yet. Or sometimes you might just be out. And as you start to trust source, you might be like, sometimes, Gina, I'll literally get an answer while I'm riding my bike in the middle of the day. Like out of all the times, I'll be like, I'm sitting there in a meditative zen-like state. Oh, and I'm like thinking the answer is gonna come to me. The answer doesn't come to me then. Then I get on my bike and I'm riding and I hear this loud voice say, call this person and tell them this. So we have to be open. What we have to do when we get to a place of living from purpose, it's not going to show up the way that you think, but if you're trying to control it, you're trying to control the response, you're trying to control this, you're not going to get the answer because life is all about fluidity. And when we start co-creating with Source, we start to vibrate higher. We start to come out. That's how I found my purpose with Awakened Soul. That's how I got the answer to Awakened Soul in a random place. That's how I found my business maestro. That's how I found all these things, even though I never went to college. Even though there's no entrepreneurs in my family, because I stopped trying to take control and I let myself be able to flow naturally, things started to change for me.
Right. Yeah. I agree with you. And that kind of takes us into the next chapter I want to talk about, which is the new economy, frequency, flow, and impact. It's very, very, very important for everybody, I think, to know. Because this kind of time we're in, let's just take it back to like maybe 15 years ago. We never really had this hyper revolution of like energy and spirituality because we were still kind of all trapped in the matrix, right? So now that there's been that awakening, like a massive awakening, the new economy now is based on just frequency, flow, and impact. Do you agree with that? And also, yes, I know you do agree. I want to hear what your additions would be towards that.
Yeah, so I believe that we're moving out of the materialistic world, which is going to be tough, into a vibration frequency world. And so you're going to know people by the way that they vibrate. Now, that's not to say that people are not going to center their world around materialism, because materialism is how you take someone out of the ego, Like, let me kind of break that down. The easiest way that they got us off of purpose was to attach our self-worth to materialism, money, and things. That's why if you tell someone, go sell all your things and move across the world, they would think it's impossible. They think that it's because of the money that's the challenge, but the challenge is that their identity has been caught up in the materialism, right? And so my life changed when I was able to sell my car, sell my houses, sell everything, sell all my real estate, and move halfway across the world. Why? Because I decided at that point that I wasn't attached to materialism. So now, people went from Justin, here's what you have, to now Justin, I can feel your energy, right? People say, I think you said that to me, Justin, your energy is very, very good. So people can start to feel you when you start to vibrate from a frequency standpoint and opposed to materialism standpoint. Now you're co-creating with source because you're vibrating at a different level. You know, you vibrate high, as I like to say. You don't low. Because, and then people, you're going to repel the people that are stuck in more so the attachment to the ego, right? Because the ego is caught up in what can I, you know, this is my self-worth, what I have, how big my house is, how nice my car is, what city I live in, where I, like all of that is egoic, right? Now, it's nothing wrong with having those things, but if your self-worth is caught up in that, you're not vibrating from frequency. So I believe we're shifting into a new world that's going to require people to absolutely have to tap into energetic frequency, right? Sound. Yes. All these different things is going to require people who have to tap into these things. It's not going to be a choice anymore. And that's how we're going to learn how we vibrate and all those types of
things. That is so, so powerful. Oh my gosh, because what you just said confirms the current time we're in. And if you are aware, life moves really swiftly and easily for you. Because before, the previous world that we were in, like you said, was attached to that material clingingness and, you know, the ego. But now energy is what takes you into the places and the rooms that you want to be in. And as much as it's something that is, I don't want to say recently discovered, but a lot of people are only coming to that realization, you know, the shift from profit to purpose and the shift from just realizing that energy aware leaders, especially emotionally, spiritually and service driven, those are going to be the most successful entrepreneurs of the next decade.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you're going to find is, you know, we often hear it, but I don't think a lot of people understand that we're going to what we call the energetic frequency technology age. And what that's going to be about for the average person, it's going to go from what you can do physically, like working a job. It's going to go from that to how you actually operate in your gifts, right? So the saying is that AI is not going to replace people. People using AI will replace people. Well, let's take that a step further, right? The people who operate from their gifts and talents, right, where people can see their energy and their vibration, those are the people that are going to win. You know, people often call me like, because I'm a technologist, right? So, you know, they often say to me like, Justin, what does the future look like? How is everything going to evolve? And I said, you remember like the Jetsons, right? I don't know if you guys had in your country like the Jetsons, right? So the Jetsons were like this futuristic cartoon, you know, so like flying cars and all the future. Like, you love the Jetsons. Well, what a lot of people don't understand is like, we're moving into those times. We're moving into the time of innovation. And we're moving into those times. So now there's going to be a less dependence on physical labor for value exchange. So there are going to be some dark times where people are scared. And that's natural because people are like, well, what's going to happen? Am I going to lose my jobs? Well, no, we're shifting into a energetic gifts where people are going to have to operate in their gifts, put that into a business idea and flow. It's not just going to be a cookie cutter method, like do this and business will be successful. Do this and you listen to gurus. That time is going to be evaporated. You're going to have to find out who you are. You're going to have to go deep. You're going to find out what your gifts are, what you're good at, and then you apply that. Let me give you an example, right? And I know this is a long, here's an example. The example is when I found out that I really didn't have social anxiety, that those were limiting beliefs placed on me, I realized my gifts was speaking, right? So I can apply that gift to different things. So now the vehicles are not hard to do. I just need to apply them, which made it easier. So that naturally made me become better at speaking. That naturally became better for me to do things like webinars to sell my products and my services, or doing, you know, online summits, which I absolutely love. So what you got to do if you're watching this and you're kind of like feeling stuck, you have to go deep within to know what you're good at. What is your chakra system connected to? Where are you stuck? You got to remove the barriers that stuck into your energetic frequency field. Once you do that, you're going to start to have kind of like these epiphany moments. You have to start paying attention to the small signs. So many of us, Gina, ask the same questions over and over and we have the answers. I was just, it's so interesting. I was sitting down with a friend of mine. And we were talking about plant medicine, right? And so there's always this thing about plant medicine. So she said, well, I one day want to do ayahuasca, right? Which is something I teach on Awaken. So because I want to do ayahuasca one day. Yeah. So, well, why haven't you done it? She said, well, I haven't gotten the sign. And I said, let me ask you a question. How many people have had the conversation with you about ayahuasca? Just conversation. It was brought up subtly. It was just a conversation. He said, oh my God, I can't even count how many times. I said, that was the sign you're overlooking it. Mm-hmm. The sign always came to you in subtle forms, but you have overlooked it many times. And so I would urge people who are watching this, how many signs have you gotten about your purpose, but you're ignoring it, or you're waiting for this magical, mystical thing to fall out of the sky, and energy frequency is something, you know, everything that is energetically is internally. So if you're blocked energetically with all these energy cords and people stuff, you're not going to be able to see the signs anyway. That's why you have to do energy work and you have to do the work to be able to see it.
100%. I agree with you. I love this because it's such a relevant topic. And I think in the next coming maybe weeks or maybe months, I'd definitely love to have you coming back. We are coming to the close. And as much as there's so much to talk about, I just want to say, like, the new wealth, right, is not based on just materials or ownership or anything that you can, you know, claim and touch per se. However, it's about resonance. It's about how you vibrate. It's about how you're feeling. It's about your true, authentic self.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it kind of leads us to the close. So I usually do this one thing with all the guests that come on the show. I ask this question, tell us something that only you know, that other people have never heard of. Something funny, interesting, cute, you know, anything that only you just didn't know.
Wait, ask that question again. Only that I know from other people? Is that what you're saying?
No, your own personal thing. So something that only you know that has happened. Nobody knows. Nobody else knows.
So most people don't, I would say most people don't know that, like, when they see I own a technology company and they see me developing all these apps, they think like, Justin was a boy genius. And I tell people the funniest thing is I was the most horrific student that you have ever, ever imagined that was possible. So there was any, I barely graduated high school. My mom used to be like, I don't think they're going to make it anywhere. So it was like, I was absolutely horrific math student. I was absolutely horrific reading student. The only thing I was good at, which I barely was good at that, was like gym. And I was still chubby. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I barely got through gym. Right. So I always tell people, like, you know, and that kind of, that's a funny point, but that also goes to an interesting dichotomy, right? Is that what you like, and you noticed this, right, Gina, like all the popular kids, like not all the time, but you see them and you're like, wait a second, I thought you were going to be like this superstar. And sometimes that doesn't work out. Right. And so I was pretty much like this. I would say I was the kind of like the kid that wasn't viewed as smart. And so now people kind of view the opposite, which is like genius, right? Some people view me like that. So yeah, a lot of people don't know that I was a terrible student. I was terrible student and a terrible employee. I got fired from about 8 jobs. I was.
No ways.
It's absolutely horrific. So I didn't have a choice but to become an entrepreneur because I was absolutely horrific at both. Horrible student, horrible teacher makes a perfect entrepreneur. I mean, I'm sorry. Horrible student, horrible employee makes an amazing entrepreneur. So I had no choice. So yeah.
I love that. It's so interesting because I kind of relate in the sense that I'm also just like self-taught. I was a C student, isn't like middle. So though I did thrive in certain things like maths, I think I had like A's. And this is like my family, most of my family. Later in life, in high school, I hated maths. But later, I was really, really good at it. My brother is also the same. My sister is also the same. But I never believed in the traditional way of school. I was, let me just say, rebellious in a way. Because even with exams, I would skip exams and just ditch the exams. But now, fast forward to, you know, where we are now, it's always fascinating because then you have people that look up to you. You have people that are always like, oh, wow, this is amazing, this and that. And then you look at your track record of things that you've achieved and you ask yourself like, oh, my God, I did this, you know. So it's always really interesting.
Definitely interesting. So, but I love it. It's all a part of the journey of life. And here we are. We create these amazing experiences. So I love it.
Love it. Awesome. So Justin, where can people find you if they want to connect, if they want to follow you, if they want to hear more of what you have to say, if they want to, you know, engage with you, where can they find you?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, so my website, you know, is officialjustinburns.com. Also our spiritual brand. If you love this, then we have amazing, amazing teachers who teach this. I also have certain classes on like the energy of money and also a variety of other things. That is Awaken, A-W-A-K-E-N, soul.com, awakensoul.com. And you can find me on various socials, Justin Burns. There's some million Justin Burns, but like the biggest one I use is CEO Justin Burns on Instagram. But just follow, you can follow, like I said, awakensoul.com. Or officialjustinburns.com, and you can find most of my socials on there.
Thank you so much, Justin, for joining us. Today's topic, coding spiritual intelligence, why awakening is the next frontier for entrepreneurs or entrepreneurship. Do you feel like we covered everything? Do you want to like add something more if you still have time?
I think we've covered everything. I think it was a good episode. Just always encourage people like go through spiritual decompression. And spiritual decompression means that once you remove the blocks that people have put on you, once you remove the energy cords that have been put in you, this is all energy work. A lot of people don't understand what we're doing is energy work. And so once you remove all those things, then you start to vibrate naturally and you start to operate. You'll have doubts sometimes, but you'll have less doubts because then what's inside of you will start to germinate and come out. And so I would just tell people, stay on the path. You're at the right place. It might feel like you're taking two steps back and one step forward, but I can assure you that that's not the case. If you are a person constantly doing this work, even if you've gotten to this part of the episode, most people have probably left who are not ready for this type of conversation, then you're at the right at the right time. So keep going.
Give us one technique that one can try at home. So for example, like energy work or anything, any simple technique, because I know most of these require like, you know, energy workers or light workers or, you know, a professional service. However, this is a self-help show, right? So is there something that you can share with us?
Yeah. So one of the things you could do is I call it energy core removal, right? So a lot of times what we don't understand is everything has a frequency. So our animals have energy frequencies, our people, our past partners, we all have energy cords. So what a lot of people don't realize is, especially when you have, say, for example, sex with someone, that energy cord can last as long as 7 years, right? And so we have all these different cords. So what happens is we don't do the energy work. So there's some of them are on YouTube. You could also do it on Awaken Soul. We have people who are teaching energy work. But What I would venture to say is you can go to YouTube and there's a lot of energy removal meditations. Do a energy removal meditation. So instead of just sitting in silence, a lot of times you could do energy work through meditation where you visualize, you know, cords leaving you, or you visualize the person that you had this encounter with, and you just want to make sure that you remove a lot of the energy cords that are stuck inside of you, you know. And that's why a lot of times we feel like, imagine, like, we all have heartbreak, right? We have went through circumstances where we've dated someone or been in love with someone, and some people, they don't get over it, right? And that's the reason why, is because there's a literally a energy connection with that person. But what you'll notice is if you work on it and you constantly keep removing that person's energy, that's because that person's energy is connected to your energy. So we have to do these cleansings. We have to do this work on a consistent basis, because some people are bogged down with other people's thoughts. Some people are bogged down. And this also goes, it's not just sexual stuff or a relationship. This can also be around people that you're constantly around, like friends. If you live with people, you guys are energetically kind of coexisting together. So we have to constantly do energy removal, as I like to say, to make sure that we are good, you know, make sure we're vibrating high. So
thank you so much, Justin. This was such an amazing info sharing session. So yeah, I think that wraps it up.
All right. I'll see you soon. We'll catch up soon. All right.
Okay, ciao. Great.